bush and you
stood down
and you then you jumped up and said,
"Move."
They usually had to go change their pants after that.
Most of the time.
Now, you'd say, if somebody offered you a choice about doing something, you'd say, "Well, I'd go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go."
Rather not go. Or you'd say, "Ooh, better, it's getting a little chilly outside. Better go put a sweater on. It's getting
chilly.
Or it's getting
damp or the winds are breezing up. I'll be cold or something like
okay.
that."
Okay. Now, what do you say to a friend when you hadn't seen him in a long time, Miss Connor?
"So glad. Just look who come. I'm so glad to see you."
Okay. I tell you what, I sure ain't glad to see all these mosquitoes around here. You ought to see my arms last night.
They were bad too last night.
Looked like the Ozark Mountains. I had hills all over me.
That's where I went in Alabama, Ozark. That's a nice little place.
What?
Have some good friends there. Some folks coming to work down here, you know, on construction work. Brought his wife, we made friends. And I've been there 3 times to see them already. When they left, they said, "Mr. They begged me to go." I said, "No, I can't go." I said, "I'll go see y'all." I said, "We'll never see you." That was the best folks to me. The sweetest people. All of them. I said, "I'll surprise y'all one of these days." So I got lonesome one summer. I packed my suitcase. And I took off to Baton Rouge, spent a week, went to my old uncle that died, at Gonzales. Shaw met in New Orleans, and then I took the plane. I told Margaret that. Margaret said, "Mom, we'd like to know where you're going. You know something can happen." I told 10 days, and I said, "Who knows, I might take the plane to Alabama." They laughed. I'd never been on a plane or nothing by myself. And they laughed. They said, "Well, write us a card when you get there." So by Monday morning, after 2 weeks, I wrote the friend that had laughed at. I wrote him a card, but here I am. I had a good time. That's a nice little place. They took me fishing and took me to the beach in Florida, and we had a good time.
A man owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? That's
nice little farm, I tell you. Nice little ranch, whatever he's got to do with it.
That's a... What a land. That's a
nice track of land.
Okay. If he owned more than that, you'd say, "Boy,
he owns a nice piece of land."
Or what about a Right Smart?
Yeah, that's good. Right Smart track of land.
Do you use that pretty much? What does it mean?
Right Smart means big, I guess.
Okay. Can you give me some examples of how you'd use
nice,
it?
Nice.
Would talk about, I went into town and you'd say, "These pills, they cost a..."
You wouldn't be lying either. "These pills sure expensive. This box of pills cost me, 25 pills cost me $7.50.
Or you'd say, "I can't pay for them, they..."
"Too expensive."
"I can't pay for this, it
just too high."
It what?
It costs too much.
You'd say, somebody...